Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Tim Herrera joins me once again.
Hello.
He's so excited.
I'm so excited.
He won't even let me introduce him. He's so excited. He's back.
I'm back.
As we get into the weeds of La Mob, my annual bed-making challenge that happens every March. Tim, welcome back. Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
How's your bed-making going, my friend?
It is going okay. I'll be honest with you. I haven't made it every single day.
That's okay.
But I've made it more than average.
Okay.
That's the little win, right?
Yes, that is definitely the goal.
Great.
And are you feeling like on the days when you're making the bed that it's been worth it?
I always do. And like, okay. I don't like...
We talked about this.
And I feel like I like talk about that a lot, like having the small wins and starting your day up with a win. So every time I do it, I really do feel that. Like I feel accomplished. Mm-hmm. And yet
you don't do it every day.
Can't make it every day.
When it's so easy.
It's so... Like, what does it take? Like 8 seconds?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah. You should actually one of these days time yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because I find that for people, when they know exactly how long it takes, I mean, it's always a little different, right?
Right,
but, like, if they have a general sense of how little time it actually takes, it is an incentive to actually just go ahead and do it.
Totally.
Which leads me to this other thing that we have to talk about, uh-huh. which is you just had a great Smarter Living newsletter
about
basically not procrastinating, mm-hmm. like the things on your to-do list.
Yes.
And you're like the way that you explained like how to motivate yourself was like, just go and do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to email you and tell you this. And then I was like, well, no, I'm going to see him. So I'll just say it on
this
show.
Great.
Have you ever heard me talk about JFDI?
No, but I know the acronym.
Do you know what JFDI?
Yeah.
So I obviously can't take credit for it. It's not my acronym, but I use it all the time and I talk about it in the show and I've written columns about it.
Mm-hmm.
So JFDI, you guys, stands for just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that like it sounds so incredibly facile. But actually, if you have a task that you've been putting off that mm-hmm. is just like hanging over your head and you got to get it done, one of the best ways to get yourself to do it is to say to yourself, JFDI,
yep.
and go and do it. Get it over with, and then it's done. And it really, really does work. So
you just do it. It's amazing, right? And you feel so much better afterward.
Right.
Like, I wrote that, like, sort of on a whim, like, because I had actually done one of the things that had been hanging over my head for weeks. And, like, it was giving me anxiety. And, like, I would think about it when I would go home from work.
My emails?
It was emails, not yours. I'm pretty okay with getting back to you. But no, like, it was just one of those things that, like, I always think about. And then I just did it. And then I just started reading more and more about it. And there's, like... huge. There's mountains of study about this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it really is just like, just do it. And like, that's like, you know, it's so easy to say, harder to do. But really, like the reward you feel when you just get these like things that have been lingering forever off your to-do list, it's incredible.
It's so worth it. It's so worth it. Exactly. Speaking of things you should do.
Yes.
You should make your bed every day.
Well. Easier said than done.
It's actually so easy. In the time it took me to say that, you could have made your bed.
That is true. Yes. All right. Fair.
So you guys, so we are, as you know, still, you know, like we're in the sort of first half of La Mob. People are still really enthusiastic. Tons of people are tweeting photos at me. They're made beds and they're great. And the best part, well, there are sort of two best parts. The best part that I cop to proudly is that oftentimes the photos of the made beds include their pet sitting on their made bed.
That is very good.
That is like definitely some added value.
It's an amazing bonus.
The other best part, and the one that I shouldn't cop to, but I totally will, because everyone knows I'm creepy anyway, uh-oh, is that the peek into other people's bedrooms is fascinating.
Yeah. Yes,
I love
real
it.
Real insight there.
So keep tweeting your photos at me, you guys. It's at Jolie Kerr, JOLIEKERR. I love seeing them. I think I've retweeted all of them because I also want to like give everyone the reward if they're part of this.
Totally.
It's been great. Like, people are really enthusiastic about it. So on today's episode, you guys, we are going to be talking all about duvets and duvet covers, because I know that's a particularly vexing thing for a lot of people. Probably like the number one question I get when people find out that I'm a top sheet denier is probably the number one question I get is there are two related questions. One is like, but isn't that dirty? Because like the purpose of the top sheet is that it's in between you and the covers, and then you wash it and then the covers don't get so dirty.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, oh yeah, but I use a launderable duvet cover that I wash every week like a top sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next question is, how do you put a duvet cover on a duvet every single week without killing yourself?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, because you guys don't think I have tricks. I have tricks.
For everything.
So we are going to be talking a lot about that. Before we get into it, I want to remind you that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. And I've gotten a lot of new patrons this month, and I think it's La Mobsters.
Oh,
and that makes me
great.
Very happy. So I used to do
La Mobsters.
Yeah, that's what I call them. I used to read the names off every week, and I've switched that to once a month just because, like, I got to, like, tighten the show up. The show's gotten a little out of control, which is fine. I mean, it's a podcast. Like,
I feel like whenever I'm on, we go in some real weird directions.
It's literally you and everybody else. Like, I mean.
So maybe the common denominator here is Jolie.
It's possible.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas. I don't know, man.
Yeah. So, okay. So we got like a lot of stuff to talk about duvets today. Before we get into our questions, I wanted to share some nice La Mob feedback from a La Mobster.
From the La Mobsters.
Because I always like sharing the success stories or the feedback I get. Like,
feels
I think
good for everyone.
I think it's really nice. The testimonials.
Testimonials.
So Ingrid wrote to me and she said, "Dear Jolie, I'm listening to episode 106 right now." This is the episode that you were on,
Tim.
Oh,
great episode.
Yes, and you get name-checked in this also, by the way.
Amazing.
Which is why I flagged it. I'm listening to episode 106 right now, and I was amazed to hear you recommend to Tim that he switch from a top sheet to a weekly wash duvet to make bed-making easier for La Mob, because I just did the same thing, and it was so great. I had been sleeping under an old floppy, pilly, threadbare blanket from my ex that I folded in half to fit my twin bed. I'm a grad student, if that helps to explain my lifestyle. Plus a top sheet, which was just a lot of layers to manage every morning. When we broke up about a month ago, I wanted a fresh bedding start, so I got a fluffy duvet and a silky duvet cover. I am ready for La Mob.
That's a great testimonial.
I thought that was great.
Good for her.
I liked a couple of things about it. I liked that she was like, I'm just going to try a different way of sleeping and like arranging my bed covers. Because the thing is, if you try it and you hate it, you can always go back.
Yeah,
it's not like you're not stuck with a top sheetless life just because like maybe one week of your life you try life without a top sheet.
What are you, top sheet deniers? Denier. I feel like there's a lot to unpack
there. Yeah, there always is with me, Tim. The other thing I really liked about it, and I think like there's probably a bigger column or episode or something to be done around this idea, but like the idea of the fresh start bedding.
Yeah,
I think is really critical.
Yeah,
and a thing that I'd like to encourage more people to consider. I know a lot of people who do that, who like after like a, you know, I mean, if it's like a 3 month relationship and you break up,
that's probably
But like, you know, if you've been in like a long term relationship with someone and like the bedding is just like a constant reminder of like them.
Yeah, totally.
Or themness or whatever it is.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, go get, treat yourself to new bedding.
And I love that because it talks about that, the concept that you're always talking about, things being psychologically clean versus physically clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that, you know, making that physical break, making that psychological break.
Mm-hmm.
Great, loved it.
Maybe that's part of what I need to incorporate in this fantasy piece that we have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really, though? Yeah.
Actually, that is actually a really good one. All right. I'm still,
we'll write that down.
I'm still turning it over in my mind is the problem. The thing is that I now, and it's a great problem to have, but yeah. I'm moving away from being strictly a columnist now.
Yeah.
And I'm finding the transition to be very emotionally stressful and taxing for me because
right.
I had such like a... I had it down so pat and I felt so confident.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I'm maybe having I hate the term imposter syndrome so much.
Well, among us.
But I think that I'm having just like a crisis of confidence that I don't need to be having.
Right, right. You're amazing. You know that.
But
everyone knows
you.
That.
Thank you.
But that's exactly the right time though that you should be stepping out, right? When you fall into the rhythm, become comfortable with what you're doing.
And that
perfect
is,
time to make a break.
That is exactly what happened. I mean, in fact, my mom when I call home and like gnash my teeth over work stuff always reminds me. She was like, "Joel, last summer you were literally saying to me that you're an autopilot and coasting and." She was like, "You were right at the time to be like, I'm not rocking the boat. Everything is great." Like, but she was like, "You acknowledged that you were coasting and it was probably time for you to like get a little uncomfortable because that's how growth happens.
Venture out, spread your wings a little bit."
Yeah. And I think I said this to you when you were here. That this month is going to be the 7th year of Ask a Clean Person.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. We just talked about
that.
So
the 7-year itch is like is real, and I think that it's good that I'm kind of in this like. Panic of like
his panic right relentless panic is a good place
because if I was coasting I think I would get the 7-year itch
right
you know what I mean
gosh,
anyway
it's crazy 7 years
it's totally crazy we are not here to talk about the 7-year itch although I certainly
could a little bit
we are here to talk about duvet covers
which
hopefully are not itchy. If they're itchy, please get rid of them and get a new one. Life is too short for itchy duvet covers. We have a question from Elspeth. This is a Twitter question.
All right. At Jolie Care, have you podcasted, tweeted, written your process for easily getting a duvet cover back on? Because my process gives me a headache and makes me crave whiskey, and I couldn't imagine doing it weekly. Yes.
Yes.
Preach.
Okay, so I have to say that, yes, the duvet ballet, as I call it.
The duvet ballet
is... not the most fun part of bed making. I want to acknowledge that it is a pain. And yes, I have tricks that I'm going to tell you about. I don't personally use any of the tricks. I have my own kind of system to make it less horrible.
Because I
think that there's a common thing that people try to do that actually ends up making it a nightmare of a situation. But also, I will tell you guys a funny story about this, that years ago when my boyfriend Barfed was coming out, I was trying to find someone to be the moderator of my book launch event.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first people I asked was AJ Delario, who at the time I think maybe was still the EIC of Gawker.
Yeah.
I was already at Deadspin at the time, so there was like the tie-in to Deadspin, and he unfortunately couldn't do it because he had a conflict that night. But when he wrote back, he was like, "He's like, I'm so sorry, I can't do this, but I like any other time, any other thing you need me for, I'm there for,
right.
as long as you promise to never make me put a duvet cover on a duvet." And I was like, I'm not going to make you do that.
Also, that's a fair demand.
Also, I could teach you the trick. And also, like, I love that that's the thing.
The one threshold you will not cross. Yes. Will not do it. That's fair. I get that, man.
It was. All right. So let's talk about the best trick that I have, actually. And I don't use this for a reason that I am going to explain. But it does work really, really, really well. And it's probably the easiest thing to do. Which is you take the duvet cover itself and you turn it inside out.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
This is great.
And up at the top corner, so you know a duvet cover has an open bottom that usually buttons up.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are like decorative ties, or sometimes it zips, or blah blah blah. But generally speaking, they're usually buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about the top end, I'm talking about the closed end, and when I talk about the bottom end, I'm talking about the button opening end.
Yeah.
So what you'll do is you'll turn the duvet cover inside out. At the top end, you'll line up the top corners of the duvet, which also is known as the duvet insert.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm switching between those terms, I mean the big puffy smushy thing that's going inside the cover.
You were clarifying.
So what you're going to do is you're gonna put the top of the duvet up in the top corners of the duvet cover. A lot of times, duvet covers on the inside of them have duvet ties. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're just pieces of fabric. Sometimes they're one piece of fabric that has a snap that it attaches to. What those are meant to do is on most duvet inserts, in the top corners, there will be a little tab. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take the ties on the inside of the cover, loop them through the little tab on the duvet itself, mm-hmm. tie them or snap them. That holds the corner of the duvet into the corners of the duvet cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So if you've got it inside out, you do your little ties. And then you take the... You pick the whole thing up with your fingers, mm-hmm. one in each hand, and you basically flip the cover right side out over the duvet.
Yeah.
And then just kind of shake it. You have to hold it up and you have to kind of shake it, and the cover itself will just kind of gravity.
Oh, yeah. That plays a part here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. The gravity will just sort of pull the cover down. And at the end, you'll probably have to like straighten it a little bit and, you know, and then you do your buttons. But that's the easiest way to do it. I will tell you guys that a lot like the fitted sheet folding thing.
Oh Lord!
It's a lot easier if you go and look at it visually. Mm-hmm. So go to YouTube. There are loads of videos. There's not one of mine because making video is
yet
a nightmare. But there eventually will be. Eventually we will make video. And so just go look at it because it is really helpful. But that's basically the idea around it. Now, I'm going to tell you that I have two duvet covers, mm-hmm. or I have two duvets with covers on them, obviously. One is a queen size with a queen size cover on it. That goes over the whole bed. That's my standard one. But then I also have a twin size duvet and duvet cover that I keep folded up on the foot of my bed because first of all, it's nice to have a lightweight option. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like if the heat's like too hot, or obviously in the summertime. But also, I tend to be a little bit of a blanket hog.
That's shocking news.
Just a little bit. I like to burrito.
That's fair. No, I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I burrito. And actually, the reason that I don't use a top sheet is because I'm a burritoer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the top sheet gets in the way of the burrito, and then I can't be delicious carne asada.
Delicious burrito, yeah.
Carne asada inside a tortilla if I have a top sheet.
Oh, that's the burrito feel you are.
Top sheet is like putting lettuce inside a burrito.
Oh.
Not the shredded kind, though.
Nobody
the big
wants
leaf.
That.
Yeah, no one likes that.
But wait, let me ask. You said you keep the smaller one at the foot of your bed.
Yes.
Does that not give your feet claustrophobia? Because I know that's...
No, because I'm short.
Oh, okay,
Well,
I was so worried about this. I know this is an important topic in your life.
No, and also because it's not tucked in. Like, nothing is tucked in.
Okay, so it's a little extra... Okay.
The feet can always rove out to the side.
I was just worried. Yeah. Had to check in.
They can always go out. So okay. The one that's folded at the foot of the bed is the auxiliary duvet. In the event there's someone else in the bed who ends up coverless because old burrito care over here is a cover hog.
It's very considerate of you.
Yes, it is very considerate of me. I do try. I'm a monster, but
at least I'm a thoughtful monster. Very thoughtful monster. / burrito.
So I tell you.
Carne asada.
So I tell you that to tell you this, which is that when I'm doing the inside out duvet cover on the twin sized one, it's super, super easy.
Yeah.
And I do use that technique for the twin size one. I do not, however, use that technique for the queen size one. And here is why. My wingspan is not long enough.
Wait, that's amazing.
I'm petite, you guys. The struggle is real. And all of the petite women out there are listening to this like, I know
get
what she's talking about. Yep, the struggle is real. So I don't find that trick to be particularly effective for me when I'm talking about the queen-sized one.
Yeah.
So what I do instead is I use a little bit of patience. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want to suggest to people. And this is actually true of a lot of cleaning things.
Yeah.
People have a tendency to try to rush through a chore because they want to get it over with or they want to take a shortcut. And I have found in my own life, and also as I've given cleaning advice and have had people come back to me and report back, that it is very true that shortcuts do not save you time. They are going to end up taking you more time. They are also going to make you very frustrated. And I'll give you an example, Tim, that you will really relate to because this is something that we worked on together.
Amazing.
Refrigerator cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times when people go to clean their refrigerator, they'll take a few things out, or they'll move things to one half of a shelf, wipe a shelf, move things over, wipe the other half. Then they're knocking things over. Then they're missing something. If you start cleaning a refrigerator by just taking literally every single thing out,
yeah,
then cleaning it and then putting everything back, that task is going to go much, much, much faster and be much, much, much less frustrating and much, much, much more effective than if you try to take the quote unquote shortcut of just cleaning around things.
I have never done that.
No, of course
so
not.
So I don't really not. Can't relate to that.
Because you've never cleaned your fridge.
Whoa, making some bold accusations out here.
So that same thing applies to putting the duvet inside the duvet cover. What a lot of people do is they just start like stuffing
jam
the thing
in
as fast
yeah,
as they can.
Totally.
And like, and then it's a mess. And then they have to start over. And then it like slides down one side. And then they've gotten it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And no. If you just slow it down a little bit, the way that I do mine is I actually use my bed for this.
Yeah.
So I lay the duvet cover out with the top end sort of around the center of the bed and with the open end, you know, obviously completely unbuttoned and like kind of bunched up.
Yeah.
And then I take the duvet itself at the foot of I'm standing at the foot of the bed. And I thread one corner up into the corner of the duvet cover and then kind of like straighten, pull up as much as I can, try to pull down the side as much as I can. Then I thread the other corner up. Then so it's all laying flat also.
Yeah.
So it's not moving around anywhere. Then I grab the top edge now where the duvet itself should be all the way along the top edge of the duvet cover.
Right.
And I kind of straighten it so that the seams are matched up.
Yeah.
Then at that point, I basically do kind of what the end of the inside out technique is, which is I pick the duvet and the duvet cover up from the top and shake.
kind of shake it out.
Yeah. And then, you know, again, sort of lay it back flat on the bed, straighten out a little bit more, do the buttons, and then it's all in there and it's secure and it's safe and it feels happy, and I just put it back on the bed.
Good.
So
feels happy, you feel happy.
Yeah. So but the trick is really to just work a little slowly. Just to slow it down a little bit, and kind of adjust as you go, and then there you go, and you won't be as like you won't be as murderous, and you won't need as much whiskey. although the whiskey is fine. There's also another way to do it. I have never actually done it, but it's actually it's a literal burrito thing where you
come
like
back to the burritos.
Yeah, where you like roll it up and unroll it. And like I should try it, I suppose.
We don't endorse that right now.
I don't know. I'm very skeptical of it.
Mm.
I'm skeptical of it. So anyway, so there you go. It's not super life-changing, but with practice, you also get a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, I do this every week, and it's just, like, not that big a deal.
Right. And there's a great parable for life in there. Slow down. Take your time.
Yes.
Don't take shortcuts.
Yes, exactly.
Save you time in the end.
It will save you time in the end. It really will. Okay. So we have another question, another Twitter question, actually.
All right.
From Laura.
How do you iron a duvet? Is there any way I can get out of doing this?
I don't, and there is.
Great.
I do not iron duvets. I one time, so I got like a couple of years ago, I got like really, really, really nice bed linens.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited about it, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll like start ironing the duvet cover.
Uh-oh.
That lasted exactly one ironing of the duvet cover, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna iron my duvet cover. This is craziness.
Yeah, like, it seems like a lot of
it's a huge undertaking. It's way too much. I do from time to time, I'll still iron my pillowcases.
Oh,
but pillowcases
nice.
Are really easy to iron.
Yeah.
And then they feel really good, and I really like that.
Oh.
Okay, so but here is my trick.
Mm-hmm.
None of you ever again in your life ever have to iron duvet cover, and this is also true of tablecloths.
Oh, great. Yes. Multi-purpose.
And, I mean, and basically like any kind of linens, really, this will work for. And in fact, I did this this morning, and the we're like making the bed, and I was like, ooh, and now for my last trick, I pick up a spray bottle, and I start spraying, and like there's just like this like look of horror, like, why are you spraying water all over your bed? And I was like, oh, just you wait and see. So the trick is that you need to get a small spray bottle, you need to fill it with water. You can put a little bit of like essential oil or something in there. I put gardenia water in mine. Because I like the smell of gardenias.
That's great.
So I put a little splash of gardenia water in there. And after you've made the bed, after you've put the duvet out on the bed, or I mean, this works for, I mean, bedspreads don't really get so wrinkled as duvet covers do. But this really works for anything. You just mist it with the spray bottle of water and then sort of smooth it out with your hands and pull taut from the sides. And as the cover dries, it will dry completely de-wrinkled.
That's it. Just water.
That's literally it. As I'm like smacking the mic around.
That makes me think of that.
Yeah. And it really works.
The wrinkle release spray you can get from like Downy. Is that what Jolie is giving this look right now? Holy Christ. Wow. Oh man. Like I mentioned. Oh man. I don't even know what to do with this right now.
It's fabric softener. You know how I feel about fabric softener.
Well, okay, I use it every so often.
Oh God!
But you're saying I just use a spray, just a regular water spray.
You don't need the Downy wrinkle.
You know, I always
you
use
literally
it every so
just
often,
need water.
And I feel like it's a scam when I'm doing it, but I keep doing it anyway, and like still buying it. And
it's
I know it's also pretty expensive.
It's
not cheap. Yeah,
it's not cheap.
And like I don't know, its effectiveness is like okay.
Yeah.
But like for the price and like the to do of it.
Yeah, spray bottle of water.
Spray bottle of water.
Yeah. That works on clothes too when you're traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works on clothes.
You're
I do it all the time.
My life here.
I do it all the time. I actually like one of my big travel tips is, and I have like a something. I don't know if it's a podcast episode or a column or something. It's something that like I've got to write with like all of my like weirdo travel tips.
Oh, love it.
But like one of the travel tips that I always tell people is to get a really small spray bottle and just leave it empty in their dop kit because it is a very handy thing to have around for de-wrinkling on the fly, for like you can, if you're in a hotel room and like you've got an item of clothing that got like smelly while you were traveling or if you were in like a restaurant and it smells like food, or if you were in a bar where people are still allowed to smoke, if you decant one of the little nips of hotel vodka into a spray bottle and mist it, vodka is an odor neutralizer.
I learned that from your recent New York Times story.
Yes, you sure did. So spray bottles—they're great. They're great little things.
That's good.
They're
weirdo travel tips. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yep, weirdo travel tips.
I bet you're full of those.
I sure am. All right, this is actually a great time for us to take a quick break. Tim and I will be right back with more about your duvets and your blankets. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Tim Herrera from the New York Times.
Hello.
We've been talking about duvets.
Duvets.
And travel tips.
And travel tips. And I want more of these weirdo travel tips. I'm all about this. You've changed my life yet again with the spray bottle with just the water.
Well, maybe there's a like Memorial Day guide.
Totally.
For that, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when travel kind of like... Well, and the thing is, like, that, like, the vodka tip especially is a really helpful one. I mean, it's great for travel in general, but it's really helpful when you're in the throes of wedding season.
Oh, yeah,
and traveling.
Yeah, yeah.
When a lot of times people are re-wearing, especially guys are re-wearing, like, you know, like a sport coat like the wedding and the rehearsal dinner and, you know, or, whatever it is. I once went to a, actually, I was in this wedding. I went to a wedding where both the rehearsal dinner and the wedding were black tie.
What kind of wedding is black tie rehearsal dinner?
Texas.
Yeah. Okay.
Texas. Fair. Say no more, right?
All right.
I mean, it was great. It was a beautiful wedding.
I'm sure it was. Yeah.
It was amazing. But yeah, my boyfriend at the time was like, I don't have two Texas. And I was like, I'll take care of it. But yeah, so I mean, I don't imagine most people have that particular problem, you know, you just kind of never know.
It's a good wedding though.
It actually was. It was a great wedding. It was huge and nuts, but that's Texas, huge and nuts.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, I love Texas. My spiritual home.
You know, I've still never been.
What?
Yeah. Wait, spiritual home. Why is it your spiritual home?
I love Texas. Oh. I like go there and I like come alive. Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, it's a totally weird and true thing about me. Mm-hmm.
You just feel so, like, you feel so Boston, and I'm sure that's just, like, because you put it on so much.
Yeah.
So maybe I just have that. But Texas I would not have guessed.
I'm very Northeast. Well, I mean, I'm very Northeast, right?
I'm very Northeast.
From Boston. Yeah. I've lived in New York for a long, long time. I went to college in Manhattan.
Yeah,
you know, and I went to, like, a very, like... New York-y college. Like, you know,
yes.
I mean,
yeah, totally.
Yeah. So,
okay, Texas.
Speaking of New York-y college, you guys, I think probably over in the bonus episode we're going to talk about this, but I spoke at a class at Barnard College, my beloved alma mater, this week, and it was wild. It was so much fun. And I'm still laughing because there was one girl, I was talking about protein stains. And I was describing what the common protein stains are. And I was like, you know, blah, 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 blood, blah, blah, blah. And when I said blood, I was like, we'll get to blood stains eventually.
Yeah.
And then I took a few more questions. And then this girl had raised her hand, and I was like, yes. And she goes, yeah, okay, can we talk about the blood stains now? And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, God, I love this school. I was like, so when you smash the patriarchy and you have to bury the bodies, here's what you're going to do.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was a very, very fun and like totally mind-blowing experience.
That is amazing.
Speaking of blood, to give you guys a heads up, next episode, episode 109, we are going to be talking about bloodstains.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it's going to basically be our, like, bed stain episode. So, mm-hmm. We're going to do a lot of blood stuff then.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. All right. But right now we have a question. This is not actually a duvet question, but it is a very good question that I just got right as the mob was kicking off. And I flagged it because I was like, this is actually a great question.
Excellent. All right. So we have a question from Sean here.
Yep.
Hey, Joels. I found your columns a while back and got into the podcast last year. My wife thinks I'm a crazy person when I talk about this weird little cleaning podcast I love so much.
Yay!
Especially since I am decidedly not a clean person. I very much relate to Sean here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tried the obligatory Google search starting with Jolie Care, but I couldn't find any tips on cleaning an electric blanket. We have a white blanket with cords running through it, and it's dingy. My wife is thinking about just tossing it and buying a new one because she's convinced she can't run it in the washer. I told her to pump the brakes. I'll email Jolie. I love this. Dude, Sean is amazing. I know. She's now convinced I'm a lunatic with an imaginary friend. Any advice would be appreciated. Love your show. Wow.
I know.
Well, first we got to like make sure that everybody knows you're real.
I am real.
Real person.
I might not be. I don't know.
How would I really know that? Actually, I think about it.
I might just be like a figment. Maybe a figment of Corey Sika's imagination. I'm just a hologram that was created by the All Network sometime in 2011. Yeah.
This is all I'm going to be thinking about now.
Yeah. I love the funniest thing about this question actually was that when it came in, I had more than a moment, actually. I thought it was from one of my friends from high school. Because this guy's last name, I'm not going to say what his last name is, but he has the same name as this guy who went to high school with me. And it took me a minute or two to realize that it wasn't the same guy. And the reason I realized it is because they spell Sean differently.
Okay.
But at first I was like, this is my Sean from St. Mark's. And the reason that he was sort of top of mind, so he was this like, the biggest hockey bro at my hockey bro high school. Like, I went to like a wicked hockey bro high school.
And
this Sean, who I went to high school with, was the biggest hockey bro of all the hockey bros.
Wicked hockey bro.
I think it was like maybe last year, he sent me a message on Facebook. I hadn't heard from him in a couple of years or something. And he was like, I read your stuff all the time. He's like, I read Deadspin naturally.
Yeah, the hockey bro, right.
He's like, I'm always so excited when I see your stuff. And I'm like, I know her and blah, blah, blah. And it was just like really nice. And I was so touched and so surprised by it.
Right. That is so nice.
So when I got this email and it was addressed, hey, Joels, I was like, oh, well, obviously this is my. And then I was like, wait, no, it's not it. This is a stranger. My imaginary friend. So here's the thing. Actually, Sean, the reason that you didn't find anything when you did the Jolie Care Google search is that I have actually never written about electric blankets. I don't think anyone has ever asked me about them.
No way. That can't be true. Mm-hmm. A first-time question?
I think it's a first-time question.
7 years into it?
I think it's a first-time question. It still
that
can happen.
That is crazy.
It can still happen. I'm very excited about it. So the other thing, be gracious and nice about it, but I have great news that your wife is wrong and you are right. You can machine wash an electric blanket.
What?
This is mind-blowing.
Wait, really?
Yes, you really can.
No way.
Yes, you really can. Here's the thing, you cannot.
That's scary, though. I'd be so frightened. Is it going to electrocute my life, my house?
No, because I'm going to tell you what to do and what not to do so you don't electrocute your life and your house.
Oh, great, good.
The one thing you can't do is you can't send them to the dry cleaner.
I feel like I wouldn't do that. Would someone do that?
Yeah.
An electric blanket to the dry cleaner?
Because the dry cleaner doesn't use water. It's solvent-based cleaning, not water-based cleaning. So, that's how my brain works. I was like, oh, well, you wouldn't want to machine launder or hand launder because you wouldn't want water coming in contact with the electrical components.
Right.
So dry cleaning makes sense because it's solvents. But actually, no, you cannot do that. Do not. I mean, the dry cleaner won't take it.
Right.
So you can indeed. Here's like the important thing to know about this. Electric blankets that were made after 1990 are all designed to be safe to be washed in water, either in the machine or by hand. Wow. If you have an electric blanket that is from before 1990, you actually probably should get rid of that anyway.
Yeah, who's
because it probably is well beyond the point of being safe to use.
Although I'd be curious if there's anyone out there who does have a pre-1990 electric blanket.
You let us know.
Who's that person?
If you're using
listening.
Vintage.
Vintage electric blanket.
It's a family heirloom.
I would love to see that.
My grandmother hand-wired this electric blanket.
Yeah. It's got wires sticking out of it.
She welded the cord, the coils herself.
If you're out there, please.
Yeah, let us know. Okay, so if you have a post-1990 electric blanket, which you should, you can machine wash it. Now, here's the thing you need to do. You need to remove all of the cords and the controls.
There we go.
There you go. You need to take all of those components out. So it is... The coils, the heating coils themselves are insulated enough within the design of the blanket that it is safe to put it in the washing machine. Use the delicate cycle, however. That is going to be important. You want to use cold water. The reason you want to use the delicate cycle is also because you want to use the shortest wash cycle possible.
Yeah.
So if you have the kind of machine that allows you to control the time of the cycle separate of all of the other functions, like speed, like water temperature. Some machines have that, some machines don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you can control the time of the cycle itself, use the very, very shortest, like there should be like a 4 minute cycle.
Yeah.
And that's the one you want. But if you can't control it, delicate is going to be the one that you want to use for that. You can also, you can hand wash, but here's the thing. Hand washing a blanket of any kind is going to be kind of a big sloggy endeavor. So
that's a big undertaking.
Right. So I generally speaking don't super recommend that for like your blankets and stuff, but you can do it. And you'll follow all like the standard hand washing instructions that are out there. And you're going to send me the wash water. I always have to put in a plug for the wash water. You know what, Tim? You know what people are? I don't know if you saw this morning.
Well, I saw you didn't do it last night.
I didn't do it last night.
Yeah.
I was...
Things happen. It's fine.
I had other stuff.
No explanation needed.
I have a personal life. You
have life. I have a personal life, you guys.
No, the worst thing about yesterday was that I was running around. I mean, it was a crazy snowstorm here yesterday.
Awful weather.
And I had to be like in and out of the house. I had 10,000 things I had to do. Ugh. It was like just a crazy day. And all afternoon, I was like, I should really pick off Wash Water Wednesday now and get it done with, because like maybe tonight I won't like. Yeah. And then I was like, no, like we'll be hanging out and just like watching TV, and I can do it late night. Oh no,
that's
So I had to do Wash Water Wednesday on Thursday today.
That's okay. It happens.
Yeah, it was fine.
How'd it go? What'd you see today? Anything particularly?
Well, the worst thing about it too is that there was so much wash water this week too.
Really?
So I was like, but this has been a banner week, and I don't want people's feelings to be hurt, or I don't want them to feel disappointed that they didn't get picked. You know, but the newest thing that people are doing that I'm incorporating is they're sending me the clumps that they pull out of their drain.
Oh, whoa. It's are you interested in that?
Oh, yes, I sure am.
That
monsters.
Is like, that is like next level. Like,
it is.
I've fished out those clumps and I can't.
I'm going to pull one up for you.
It is like.
Because I want to get your real time reaction. I saved it to the end. I saved the clump until the end so that. It would be like threaded for people who wanted to avoid it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I knew it would be triggering.
It's real bad.
This is, you're going to freak out, I think, in the best possible way.
Oh, my, Jesus. Nope. I don't even want to kid it. Oh, my God. That is insane. This clump looks like a rat.
It literally looks like
a
rat.
This is fucked up, man.
Yeah. It looks alive.
I can't believe you showed that to me.
I know.
This is
offensive.
No, that's so. I remember my old apartment. My bathroom was all clogged up. So I like unscrewed the, you know, the little thing, put down one of those like Fisher things, you know, with the hooks on them.
The zip thing?
Yeah, one of those. Yep. And I like reached down and like wasn't finding anything, but I like really jammed it in and pulled out this huge, fat, disgusting clump of just like years built up hair. And like I've been scarred ever since then.
Yeah.
And I'm like scared to do it. It's the most disgusting household chore. That's a flag I'll plant in the ground. That is the most disgusting household chore.
I'll buy that for a dollar. That's pretty good.
Than that?
You know, we just did an episode a couple episodes ago on the hair. That was my Valentine's Day episode because you know I know romance.
Of course.
And when I think Valentine's Day, I think clumps of hair in the drain.
You're such a romantic, Julie.
I really am. But yeah, I had a couple on.
Yeah.
And She has very, very long, cloggy hair.
Oh, man.
And her poor boyfriend is just forever snaking that drain. And, like, so, it's like, this is a big thing. And actually, today, before I came over to record, I ran into one of my old editors. And he had just read the New York Times thing that you and I worked on about the using food for cleaning.
Oh, great.
And he was like, I was very excited to hear about the Coca-Cola. Because you can use Coca-Cola to unclog a drain. It works because of the, I want to say citric acid, and I know that's not the right one. It'll come to me. Anyway, sorry.
It's a weird thing in there.
Back to electric blankets.
Oh, yeah. Air clumps out here. Wait, so that's a thing now. So you're saying people should start sending you more clumps?
Yes,
you
send me the clumps. Send me the clumps.
I'm going to clump something this week and send it your way.
Okay, good. I'm very excited about clumps. Okay, we've gone through the washing instructions. Drying instructions. Drying instructions. This is very important. Mm-hmm. You can dry electric blankets in the dryer.
Great.
But you must use.
This is crucial.
Low or no heat.
No heat.
Because if you use too high heat, and you want to be especially careful if you're drying at the laundromat, because like even medium heat at the laundromat is going to probably be a lot hotter than your home machines.
Yeah.
So low or no heat dryer is very important, because if you apply, ironically enough, if you apply too much heat to the heating coils, they don't like that. Yeah. The other crucial thing about the drying is that you don't want to dry the blanket fully. You want to remove it from the machine while it's still ever so slightly damp and let it air dry the rest of the way through, because that'll also help to prevent damage to the heating coils. So there is your instructions about electric blankets. It's a whole new thing for Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, which is insane.
That is insane. Can I tell you one super quick thing about electric blankets?
Yes, you sure can.
So I'm 30, and for the last, 25 years, I've been frightened to use electric blankets.
Oh, I'm terrified of them. Never. I would never.
So I can't even remember where I got this, but when I was a kid, someone told me that more often than not, people who use electric blankets will burn their house down because they just, like, start fires all the time. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, some idiot five-year-old would believe that. Mm-hmm. So for 20 years, I, like, held on to this belief, like, sort of knowing it's not true. But, you know, like when you learn something that was ingrained in you mm-hmm. as a child, you still kind of hold on to it. Mm-hmm. That's why I still never use electric blankets. I'm so, like, deathly frightened of them.
I'm 100% the same. I've never owned one.
Really? Yeah.
Never.
Frightening. Yeah. Like, people put their houses and lives at risk to use yeah. them.
Never.
No way.
Never.
No, thank you.
Nope.
Just turn terrified up the heat. Of. You're fine.
That's right. I am, however, a believer in heating pads.
Heating pads are great.
But heating pads often have auto shut off.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So they don't freak me out as mm-hmm. much. Yep. Anyway. All right, we've got one more question for LaMob from Allison. We're back to duvets, back to the duvet ballet.
Back to duvets. Allison asks, my duvet cover, it is pretty. It is light-colored. Yes, I know it was inadvisable to buy a light-covered duvet color, given the prior background information, but we gotta live, you know? It has been discolored due to aforementioned oiliness. It is dry clean only, and I know that, based upon your laundry school info, there ain't no such thing. Before I knew that, however, I once brought it to a dry cleaner, and they made the situation much worse and then slightly better once I complained. Anywho, what do I do? It's a king duvet cover, and the discoloration is really only at the top, like where one's face might be, but it's really G-R-O-S-S. Also, I know you don't ever suggest just get a new one, but I already considered that anyway. But it's discontinued. Ugh. So, the fabric says it's 71% cotton, 29% polyester. I need you to know something about me right now. I do not hand wash. I have not and do not. But if you tell me to, I will. We just have this strong conviction. We'll throw it out. It's fine. However, this thing is huge. Also, it has these buttons on the bottom that I think might fall off or get damaged in some way if I were to put it in the washing machine. I have a top loader with a big old agitator in the middle. Also, I'm so scared of submerging items that say dry clean only, even though you say it's okay. Please help me.
That's I've got
like
help.
My favorite question.
I know.
Ever.
So I realized I edited it out because the person who wrote to me she had a whole bunch of questions that she prefaced by saying that her husband has very oily skin and tends to create a lot of dinge around her things. So I realized in editing the question, like I needed to put that part in, but I can explain it. So that's
a lot
what she's
of oil going on.
Right. That's what she's talking about.
All right.
So help is here. I'm not going to make you hand wash. I promise. I'm going to help you. I'm not going to tell you to throw it away and get a new one either. It's going to be A-okay. I am also going to tell you that this is a thing I personally do to my own duvet covers.
Yeah.
The left side of the duvet cover, top left side of the duvet cover is grimy from my grubbly little paws. Which, like, it's so unfair because I'm so, first of all, I wash my hands constantly.
Uh-huh.
I'm so diligent about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so diligent about taking my makeup off at night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, the whole nine. I use Korean skin products because I'm basic that way.
Sure, same.
I'm a basic bro that way. But I don't use particularly, like, viscous or greasy ones because I have oily skin anyway, so like I don't need those ones. So it's not like my products are causing it or anything. It's literally just like
it's just Jolie.
It's just like the natural grime of Jolie. Like,
the natural grime of Jolie.
Yeah.
That's good. There's layers to that.
Yeah. And in the summertime, my listeners know this because they hear me talk about it, but like in the summertime, I'm always talking about my perpetually grimy feet.
Oh, yeah.
The grubbiest little feet in the world.
You're always walking around in sandals.
In sandals, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know my struggle. but I won't give them up. No, I sure won't. Okay. So here is what we're going to do about this. Good news.
Good
because
news.
Because you have a top loading machine with the center agitator, you can do the Jolie Care long soak.
Oh, love a good long soak.
Right in your machine.
Ooh.
Now, if you have a front loader, front loaders don't generally, some of them do, but like they're real outliers.
Mm-hmm.
Front loaders generally are not designed in such a way that you can stop the cycle after the water has filled up, which is what you ideally want for the long soak. But if you have the top loader with the center agitator, what you're going to do is you're going to start your cycle. You're going to start it with hot water. And this actually is pretty important for this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start it with hot water. You're going to put in a big scoop of OxyClean, our old pal OxyClean.
Love OxyClean.
Or any one of the oxygen bleaches, really, is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You are also going to put in a good laundry detergent. I'm going to really, really, really strongly recommend Tide Ultra Stain Release. Tide Ultra Stain Release is like just a legit boss detergent.
That's the goods.
It's the goods. The Wire Cutter loves it.
Oh, I love it.
The
New York Times Company.
The New York Times Company. We're so good about it. They should give us bonuses, right? By the way.
Where's my commission?
Yeah, we should be getting a cut.
Every time we mention. Right. We need a percentage for every mention.
Yeah,
here.
We'll look into that. Yeah, huh? We'll take a complaint to the union. I'm not allowed in the union, but that's fine. I'll still go complain to them. Okay, so you're gonna use a good laundry detergent. I really, really, really do like that Ultra Stain Release. I think it's just a very, very good one. And you are gonna fill the drum up, get it about halfway filled up with water, put the duvet in, let it fill all the way up, and then stop the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just gonna let that duvet soak in there for a couple hours up to overnight. The longer the better.
Yeah.
The longer the better. Then after it's had its long soak, you're gonna start the cycle. You want to use the delicate cycle because you're worried about those buttons. One other thing that you can certainly do if you're really worried about those buttons, I don't think you need to worry about them as much as you are, but I also don't know them and I don't know their truth.
You don't know
and
the
you
buttons.
Do.
<All right. laughs> Some big assumptions here.
Yeah. If you are really concerned about it, what you can do is you can pad the agitator with a towel because that will help to protect the buttons from the plastic fins of the agitator.
Pad it with a towel, like wrap it around it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's one way to go about it. But if you use a gentle cycle, you should be fine. And that is going to be A-okay. Now, one other thing that you probably will want to do, just because this is like, this duvet cover has been through the washer and the dryer a lot of times with that built-up dinge on it, is before you even put it into the long soak sitch, you probably want to give it a good heavy spray with a stain pre-treatment. Probably want to use an enzyme. You probably want to go for your Zout or your crud cutter. The crud cutter one you guys want, by the way, for the protein stains is the crud cutter sports stain remover formula, because there are a whole bunch of different crud cutter formulas.
Is that the one that has the two K's in the name?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
that I'm like now so obsessed with, I can't stop talking about it. My life hacker column this week was about like kids sports uniforms, and I got to mention two different crud cutter formulas, and I was like so excited. I was beside myself because, and actually, like, we should say this because baseball season's coming up.
Oh yeah.
Crud cutter makes a formula specifically for red clay.
Oh
yeah, so that's good to know about if you have a lot of red clay stains in your life.
As one does.
People do. Like, if you're a baseball player in Georgia.
Is that our target demo for this show?
It might be. I mean, if you're a baseball player in Georgia,
please reach out.
I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to talk to you about crud cutter. If you're from the Rust-Oleum Corporation, I would also like to talk to you about crud cutter and sponsoring my show. All right, where the hell was
okay,
I?
Sorry.
Enzymes. Okay, yeah. Right, enzymes. So the thing is like, you guys literally at this stage in the game, you all know this. The stains that you're getting on your duvet are all the protein stains. They're coming out of you. I don't need to talk to you about where they're coming out because my editor is in the room and I got to maintain like some level of decorum
and
professionalism.
No,
we are so beyond
we are
it.
Not
so
even.
Beyond it. This is a very weird time to do this particular job because like there is so much boundary pushing in this job
right.
like that I actually have started thinking about like asking my friends who work at Vice if they could send me a copy of the old like whatever that like waiver that they all had to sign that was like, you'll hear disturbing things while you work here and you have to be okay with it.
Oh boy.
Yeah. They don't use that anymore in the wake of all of the,
I would imagine.
You know, the troubles. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, maybe I should start making people sign that.
the Jolly waiver.
Yeah, seriously. How do you feel about protein stains? okay, so you're gonna give your duvet before you do the long soak, you're gonna give it a good, pretty heavy spray with one of your favorite enzymes, Zout, crud cutter, whatever it is. Another thing you can think about doing, depending on how bad the dinge is, is you could use the Fels naphtha and laundry brush technique, which is Fels naphtha is the laundry bar. It looks like a bar of soap that you'd use on your body. Mm-hmm. Do not use it on your body. It's a very harsh detergent soap. You don't want to use that. But it's called a laundry bar, and it is very, very good. You use it in concert. Ideally, I mean, you can wet it and rub it directly on stains, but the way that I use it is I use it with a laundry brush. My laundry brush is just a nail brush I bought at the Duane Reade.
Yeah. Don't have to get fancy with it.
No, you don't have to get fancy. A toothbrush also works. Mm-hmm. It's just that a nail brush will cover more area faster.
Yeah.
That's really the benefit of using it. So what I do is I wet the brush. I rub it on the Fels naphtha. I pick up some of the soap. I scrub. Don't scrub too hard because you can abrade the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
But sort of like the beauty of the brush is that it works the product in. And that is also very, very good for sudden stains. I actually had a sudden stain on like literally the center of one of my duvet covers. Ooh. That had been through, and it went through the dryer with it.
What was it?
And I don't know what it was, because I didn't know it was there. It was I actually kind of maybe suspect that I did it after I pulled it out of the dryer.
Oh.
That it like got, it looked like dirt or
yeah.
something. So.
Yeah.
But I hit it with the laundry brush and the Fels naphtha and it came right out.
Oh.
Yeah. Great stuff to know about. Okay. So those are your instructions. So Allison, you're going to be A-okay. I'm not going to worry about you. I do want to quickly talk about people who have those front loaders and can't do the long soak right in the machine.
Oh yeah.
For you guys, and I'm one of you, right? Mm-hmm. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to pre-soak and then wash. And I usually do my pre-soaking in the bathtub. With big items like duvets, like I'm going to totally level and say it's going to be a little sloggy. The soaking itself is not the sloggy part. Once you drain the wash water, what I generally do just to make it not so miserable, and it's still a little miserable, but you got to do what you got to do if you're going to live this clean lifestyle, I press down. I do the CPR motion to extrude
Ooh, yes.
the water.
Love that.
You take a photo of the wash water.
Yes, most crucially.
Press down to extrude the water. And then usually what I'll do is I'll leave the duvet just sitting in the bathtub for like 30 to 60 minutes and I'll sort of go in and press down a few more times just so it doesn't come out completely soaking and I have to like then transfer it from tub to washing machine.
Right.
Which for me also means walking down 6 flights of stairs and around and four or five blocks away to the laundromat.
That's a trend.
Which is a whole new thing. But I do it. I do it because it's important.
Because you're dedicated.
If you have a utility sink in your laundry room, however, I'd like to move in with you. But utility sinks are great for this because a lot of laundry rooms do have a utility sink. So if you have a front loader that you can't do the long soak in, but you do have a utility sink, go ahead and do the long soak in the utility sink. Now, before we close all of this out, I do want to quickly say, just because we're talking about duvets and inserts and all that stuff, I want to give you guys just kind of like a, you know, I mean, you know me, and I'm not super dictatorial about my rules and all that kind of stuff, but I want to give you like a rule of thumb about how often to be washing these things.
Oh.
Yeah. So for your duvet inserts, mattress pads, pillows, all of those big bulky things that you don't launder regularly, 1 to 2 times a year is fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. That's totally doable.
It's totally doable.
Oh, yeah. Twice a year.
And
great.
Usually kind of what I tell people is like, if you do like once around like the end of March and once around the end of September,
yeah,
those are good times to do it because it's kind of hitting the change of seasons.
Right, right, right.
So like, after you've sort of festered in your bed all winter, end of March, end of La Mob also. Like, there's a good way to celebrate.
Celebrate the end of La Mob.
The end of La Mob.
That's great.
And end of September is generally in most places where the weather starts turning a little bit cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is kind of nice after, like, a hot, sweaty summer
totally.
To go ahead and do all that stuff. So there's your sort of, like, basic guidelines for how often to wash those big items. It's also probably worth mentioning that for people who have home machines that aren't overly large, when you want to wash those oversized items, go to the laundromat.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the fact that there's a laundromat in the world. Like, you're lucky you don't have to use it all the time as someone who has to use it all the time. but they are a great resource even for people who have their own machine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
That'll do it.
This went by so fast.
This is great.
We went all over the place, as
all
we
over
always
the place,
do.
As always.
So we got to go record a bonus episode. We definitely, I think, have to talk about Barnard.
Yes.
We have to talk about Wings.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even touch on that yet. Holy Lord.
I haven't forgotten, Tim.
Oh, boy. It's going to get real
and
tense in here.
Actually, I just remembered that I'm glad that we're talking about food because I have a chip chat treat for you.
Oh, a treat.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, but now I'm not sure if you deserve it.
Oh, my goodness. I talked myself out of a chip treat.
All right, you guys. If you like what you heard today and you're curious to hear us talk about my experience. presenting to a class at Barnard or or my hot takes on Wings or Chip Chat, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askakeenperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you and Sean love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. All right. Good episode.
Great. Great episode.
Great episode. Let me give you your treat.
Oh!
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.